Is this any ordinary day? I guess it might depend on who you ask. For some, this may be an ordinary day. Not their faith, not their holiday, not their Jesus. It may simply be a day to get off work, be with family, or that the kids are out of school. Some may have trees put up and presents given, but only because it's just the thing you do. More than a million people across the U.S. will be working today. Some jobs don't stop for December 25th. For many, it's just another ordinary day. 2,000 years ago, it seemed to be just an ordinary day, but something extraordinary was taking place. You know Mary knew what was about to happen the closer she got to delivering the Son of God. She had seen the angel Gabriel and his glory. She knew she was carrying a divine miracle. But maybe she was a little surprised that on this day, a census was being taken, and she had to travel 100 miles in the late part of her third trimester. And hello, really? No room in the inn? It would make me want to ask that innkeeper, "Don't you know who I'm carrying?" Ladies, you know you would. An ordinary day unfolded in an ordinary town for an ordinary girl and her ordinary husband. It sure didn't seem in the moment like an extraordinary day, but with God, every day holds something special. The contraction started and got closer and closer. Labor brought deity to humanity in a stable surrounded by animals with the spotlight of a star. While this extraordinary event was taking place, there was a group of shepherds in the field. Now, talk about ordinary. Shepherds were considered the least of society. They were considered ceremonial unclean, which meant they were outsiders and the outcast of society. They worked with Gentiles, which meant they weren't even allowed to worship in the temple. It was a very ordinary night in the least expected place you would ever imagine God would show up. But he did. Luke 2:8. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests." An angel drops down in the middle of their mundane an ordinary night of shepherding to give them the biggest birth announcement ever. The glory of God is around them, and they are told where to go, what they'll find. And then before this heavenly host or thousands of angels head back to the heaven, they let them experience one of the greatest worship concert experiences known to man. They are brought into worship. The men who aren't even allowed in the temple are given a front row seat to the glory of God and this heavenly host praising God and announcing peace, goodwill to all men. The least of these, ordinary, unclean shepherds, are to be the first witnesses of the Savior's birth and given the first opportunity to fall on their knees next to the manger and worship Christ the King. We are given that same invitation. Don't miss it. This is no ordinary day. No matter who you are, where you've been, who you've been, this day we celebrate the birth of Jesus. The divine broke through the ordinary to reconcile humanity to God. God with us. For those shepherds long ago and for you and me today, that's the truth. That's what Christmas is all about. This is no ordinary day. Merry Christmas. I'm Lori Klein.